Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
As the competition mounts, Facebook goes all in on live video. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And Facebook is really wanting you to watch original videos. The company just unveiled a slew of updates to its live video function with the goal of getting users to create and watch live video. Sounds simple enough. Let's get right to the details with WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald, who is joining us in studio right now. Welcome back, Brian.
Hi.
So Facebook is kind of diving into, it seems, this live video venture on several fronts. What are some of the ways in which Facebook is undertaking this live video project, let's call it?
Well, the biggest thing that they're doing is they're making it nearly impossible for users to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook has live video. They've had it for some months now. And it's really, I don't want to call it a clone because that might be unfair, but it's, you know, it's a kindred spirit to the other live video applications out there like Periscope and previously Meerkat. And so what they're doing is they're making it really hard for users to avoid live video. And when you start to put more live video in front of users, you know, the hope there is it creates the itch for them to create more live video.
Right. Right. Now, you mentioned some of the competition, shall we call it. But what's the climate like for social media and video? You have Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Is it a competitive field right now?
Oh, it's incredibly competitive. You know, the one guarantee with technology companies is that if something is popular or hot, then they're all going to try to get in on the game.
Right.
That's why so many of these services just they appear to mirror each other. And the choices, you know, the differences are so small. And so, you know, once live video became popular, you know, once Snapchat really made video popular, and
right.
then, you know, and Meerkat popped up, and then Periscope, and now Facebook, and it's just, you know, like dominoes falling. And so it's incredibly competitive. And, you know, not even to mention what YouTube is doing, what Alphabet, Google's company YouTube's doing. So incredibly competitive, and you're really competing for people's time.
Right.
You're competing for their time and their engagement. And
right.
it's important for Facebook because when Facebook can get its users to create content, they become basically content creators for the company. You know, I won't call them employees, but you know, they're really doing some heavy lifting for Facebook,
right.
which is a media company that sells advertising.
So I would imagine there is, you know, a goal of and a potential for quite a bit of monetization.
Well, sure. And look, Facebook is a master at this, right? And you know, what they say is that, well, we don't care about monetization now. Right now, we're going to make a really appealing product, get our people to understand it, tweak the hell out of it to make it a good experience, and then we'll slowly trickle in the advertising. Right, at least on the consumer end.
Right, right.
And so, and they've done that before. I mean, that's proven. They did that with the general news feed, and now they're doing it with Instagram. And that's how it'll probably work with live video. If you were to watch live video on Facebook now, if you're a creator or a viewer, there are no ads to be seen.
Right.
And there won't be. And it's going to happen slowly, and it'll feel very natural. And that's
yeah.
how it, and that's why they're masters at it.
Well, that's, I mean, very true. I mean, the way that they're sort of unveiling it now, a billion plus users obviously mm-hmm. are on Facebook. And I know that they're not very specific with numbers,
mm-hmm.
But is there something to the timing here? Do they need this push?
Well, you know, look, there's some talk that original content creation for Facebook is down. And, you know, that people are gravitating more toward a live experience and Facebook needs to be on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it really is like a hungry, hungry hippo grab for people in their time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that there's something particular happening in this very moment other than just ramped up competition.
Right.
And you don't really want to fall too far behind because, you know, I just try to always think about my own life in the way I use apps. And, you know, I just there's not enough time to go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You eventually get down to using one or two services,
right.
likely. You know, and you know, if you're Facebook, you can't allow too much time to pass between when something gets hot and allow somebody else to own it.
Speaking to that, I want to just move over to the mobile world for just a second, because I understand they want to make a bigger video home inside its mobile app. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. And so, you know, there are two things at play there, right? One is we are a mobile world. And when anyone who's talking about creating anything or any product or any service should be thinking about it from the mobile position first.
Right.
And if you're thinking about the desktop position first, then you're doing it all wrong,
right?
So that's just one. But that's a bigger challenge, right? Because the form factor of mobile is really tight. And so, if you were to go to Facebook now, the app, and if you were just interested in looking for video, it's just hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find it. And that's a problem for Facebook. And so by creating more of a destination and a home, just make it a more accessible experience, right? And so one of the ways they'll do that is they'll ditch that messenger button and they'll swap in a live video button. And they can do that because Messenger has 900 million users. It doesn't need to be there anymore, right?
Right.
It's a separate app and it's doing quite well. And so just by creating a little bit of a home there, it becomes something a world people can fall into, right? And it just becomes more of a destination. And it's all toward making video seems so easy to do, so easy to create and to view that more people will want to create it. And that's really, that's the goal, is you make it so seamless to create video that you just do it. If you can make creating video as easy as making a status update, right, then people are going to do it.
Yeah.
And when I look at what Facebook's doing, it's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah, my last question was, what is the ultimate goal of live video? But I think that there we have it, right?
So on the consumer end, it's get people to create it. And on the advertising end, it's attach advertisements to it.
Right.
Right. I mean, all of it, again, Facebook, Google, they're all media companies at heart that make their money by selling advertising. And in order to have advertising, you need to have content.
Yeah, it all comes together. Brian Fitzgerald, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the latest updates, be sure to check us out at wsj.com/podcasts, and you can always subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York City. Thanks for listening.